You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, February 20th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it really is a wild and dystopic ride. It is. Unfortunately, I wish that there was no need for a broadcast like this and that things were just copacetic, so to speak, in America. Everything was fine and dandy, and you know, we always sort of seem to reflect on bygone generations and eras as better, for the most part, you know, in large part. I mean, there are obvious exceptions to that, but. You know, when you go back and look, you can go dig around on YouTube and see the nightly news coverage from a decade, two decades, three, four, five decades ago. And when you look at the nightly news coverage, you can see how this society has been re-engineered and has been in a state of perpetual decline, really, throughout, I would say, the course of the 20th century. And particularly in the last half, you know, particularly since the emergence and institutionalization of the military-industrial complex. Yesterday, one of the subjects that I touched on was the True Stream Media video titled they actually admitted there's no money in curing people. We didn't play it. Maybe we'll play it today. I'd like to pick up the discussion where we left off, exactly where we left off, actually, yesterday, and continue on, because it's an important subject. And I've mentioned, particularly in the conversations with William in Montana recently, that I just, you know, to sort of rephrase what we've been talking about, I think it's time that we just be honest. Enough of the couching, enough of the prefacing, enough of the you know, all of the what you might call what really sort of boils down to prevaricating. Enough of all of that. Let's just speak honestly and openly about what's going on. And this subject, particularly sort of centering around vaccines, it's interesting. So you got vaccines, you got glyphosate, and you have the wave technology, if you will, the electromagnetic frequency wave, you know, all of the various frequencies on the spectrum. In particular, you know, you have these kinds of things that all sort of conspire together in a variety of ways to harm the individual. And this persists right out in plain sight, in spite of, you know, decades worth of research that tells us that these things are harmful, and especially recent research that confirms that together these things are, yes, Virginia, they're still harmful to you and I. So, you know, digging around, you look at pretty much any problem from which people suffer these days, and major malady, chronic, you know, disease, and it ties back to more of these three things, generally speaking. And so I was looking at some of the problems. You know, I said yesterday you can find a lot of fun things over at the NCBI, the National Center for Biotechnology Information, which is an NIH, National Institutes of Health body organization. So, you know, ncbi.nlm.nih.gov.gov. And these things can circulate. I mean, I've said for the, I think, I don't know, recently, a few days, in particular, that you can find some pretty crazy stuff on the NCBI web pages. And I think I mentioned, you know, Dr. Stephanie Seneff yesterday. I remember talking about her years ago and her research back on her MIT page, her homepage on mit.edu, had a meager, you know, she had her CV, which is a very humble little compilation, very, very modest, very humble, I would say, for her background. And you fast forward to now, just a few short years later, and she seems to be on a crusade, particularly against vaccines and glyphosate. You just have to go to her page to see this. And you search terms like glyphosate, for example, 60 matches, you know, and you start looking around, information on glyphosate, parenthetically Roundup. And she was doing this before it was cool, before, you know, all of the class action lawsuits really took hold. And I think one could argue very easily that she has been instrumental in providing key research to sound a major alarm. So this turns a lot of the propaganda on its head and straightens out the erroneous narrative we've been fed. So, you know, you just start looking through her page. Now, under the section titled Information on Glyphosate, parenthetically Roundup, 42 entries. Papers in refereed journals on nutrition and disease, 35 entries. Interviews and webinars, another handful of those. Presentation, you know, a few videos there. Autism 1 presentations, 2014, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Several of those. TV interviews, another handful of those. Presentations at Yale, Yale's Unite for Site Global Health and Innovation Conference, four of those. Another half dozen podcasts. Weston Price Foundation Wise Traditions articles and presentations, numerous of those, and those come with PowerPoint slides and PDF documentation. Another nearly a dozen essays on health, another half dozen video and audio clips, another nearly 10, nearly a dozen other selected papers on the subject matter. And as I said yesterday, numerous translations into other languages. And again, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, you go to Balm Headland and the page titled "Where is glyphosate banned?" You see that glyphosate is banned in more than two dozen countries. More than, I think it's 27 at last count, 26 or 27 countries. And so no wonder Stephanie Senef's research is being translated into many other languages. You know, so there is this contest still apparently being waged essentially between the individual and the market state. And of course, the market state has overwhelming resources. And it has created for itself a very cozy little insular spot that protects it from, and those who, you know, the Ivy League pirates, as I would say, who hold the view that their fellow man is an insect or some kind of insignificant nuisance otherwise. And really have no regard for the well-being. Just, you know, it's all about racketeering and profit making as a measure of, you know, one's success. So there seems to be this contest still, and again it is notably identified in the TrueStream Media video. They actually admitted there's no money in curing people, where Melissa Dykes talks about the Goldman Sachs report lamenting the fact that, you know, there are no obscene profits in curing people. It's better, you know, if you want to make obscene profits, it's better to make them sick and then manage their sickness for as long as possible in protracted chronic sickness, illness, disease, than, you know, to cure people, because that's just boring and unprofitable. So we'll talk a lot about kind of where we were yesterday, I think, because I think it's important. And, you know, hopefully get some of this thinking straightened out. It is astonishing. And I mentioned yesterday that I was asked over the weekend essentially about this. And where do you start? I mean, so many people have done some great work. And this sort of gets back to Rhonda's call yesterday, Rhonda in Missouri. And so we'll talk about that. I invite calls. I invite discussion today. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I'm going to give you my take. It's, you know, I'm the host of the broadcast. So I'm going to give you my take, and hopefully it's somewhat unique. You know, this is a long broadcast typically. And, I think we cover a lot of ground. Sometimes I feel like it's, you know, diluted or maybe semantics or watered down, but I've been sort of trying to figure out how to manage the archives. Finally yesterday I put some stuff up again. I mean, I've done it from time to time, but it's difficult. So, you know, what I think I'll do, going forward is what I did yesterday, which is I put the basically a complete archive in hour one, and there's a lot of information in there. There's I don't know, dozens of links, over 100 tags, I believe, and you know, lots of information. I mean, we covered a lot of ground yesterday with you know, between the things that I said, the conversations with William in Montana, Dave, Rhonda in Missouri, we covered quite a bit of ground. So hopefully that information is helpful. And then basically for the second and third hours, I'm just going to link to the first hour and say, you know, for it's a continuation of the discussion typically, unless there's something markedly different in those hours. And, you know, then that'll probably be noted. I mentioned the callers in the second and third hour specifically, but that's it. And everything else just refers back, you know, for a full description, basically, to the first hour. And there are things that I think about along the way, you know, before the broadcast, during the broadcast, that we don't necessarily get to, and certainly not specifically in all cases. Things, for example, that, you know, I think of when callers are saying what they're saying, that sort of dovetail with what they're saying. Sometimes those get included in my notes. So, you know, those get put in there. And I've been thinking for days or weeks that, you know, if I put that stuff out, it's what is typically referred to as Easter eggs, which I think is a really dumb way to put it. But, you know, for lack of a better term, there are probably Easter eggs in this stuff. So I'll try to be putting that information out, and basically, you know, at least a description, some notes, some tags, some of the links that I have, actually usually probably most or all of the links that I have, tabs basically in the browser that I'm looking at. But, you know, some of the things, for example, from yesterday's broadcast that are in the links but didn't get discussed specifically, the gum disease article. Gum disease may be the cause of Alzheimer's. Over at the New Scientist article, which is absurd. For a variety of reasons, but again, you go over to Stephanie Seneff, her page, and this is a, you know, so. Just right at the top, before you even get into the meat of the information on her page, she writes, in recent years, Dr. Seneff has focused her research interest back towards biology. She is concentrating mainly on the relationship between nutrition and health. And, you know, that's a professional way to put it. Again, you know, you go back to, I think it was 2011, when her friend, a personal friend, said, I've been hearing all this stuff about vaccines and autism. Who knows what to believe? Could you please, you know, what is your professional opinion? And apparently she's not bought and sold, because she started doing some honest research. And again, I believe that she's uniquely qualified to do so because of her academic background. And lo and behold, there is a connection. You know, she ends up doing some provocative research on the connection between vaccines and autism, but also goes on to connect the dots, so to speak, between vaccines and glyphosate and so many other things, and the way that glyphosate disrupts normal or proper gut dysbiosis, how it disrupts and destroys the shikimate pathway, and a variety of other things, and basically reverses the body's systems. And again, Daniel Nitas, who, and that's another link that I included yesterday, his doctor's perspective, he talked about, you know, again, one of the three essentials for good health is that your body needs to be able to detox, and glyphosate prevents that, which again, Stephanie Seneff has covered extensively. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after the show.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I wanna spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother.
Welcome back. There's a lot of ground to cover. I'm going to try to sum it up right here, and then we'll move on. We'll go to the phones here in a couple of minutes. But going back to Rhonda's call yesterday at the end of the third hour and addressing her question, essentially, you know, her call on firsthand testimonial stories, basically. And this is, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, her saying, would it help? Would firsthand testimonial stories, people sharing their stories, help specifically in the context of vaccine injury, I would say. And again, this is my paraphrasing. I never want to put words in anyone's mouth. But based on that, I would say yes. The answer is yes, but it's a qualified yes. Yes, but only in a specific format, I believe. And what do I mean? Well, in fact, we already have innumerable such stories. We have innumerable stories. And, you know, the internet is even replete with these stories. And yet, we know how the story goes. And it's always the same old story. Whether it's the latest mother of a child permanently injured or killed by a flu shot, who is then crusading against Big Pharma, or a Guillain-Barré syndrome survivor story. You know, there's one of those. Speaking of Daniel Nettis, there's Ohio Advocates for Freedom, Medical Freedom, who published the Daniel Nettis talk. Also have the Guillain-Barré syndrome survivor story. And that's, there are numerous accounts, you know, personal firsthand accounts of these kinds of stories. People come back from the brink of death, essentially, as a result of, you know, a flu shot or, you know, Gardasil or MMR or some other, you know, shot that they didn't really need. But it's the same old story is it's always only after the fact, in spite of overwhelming evidence that would inform the public to the contrary of Big Pharma propaganda. And, you know, again, I mean, there are nuanced variations to this, but it includes the pink ribbon discussion, which I got into last week, I believe, a little bit. When you have a number of stories, there was one, for example, Delaware Online. Remember, Delaware's stage 4 breast cancer patients don't like Pink October. And you see this story over and over and over, you know. Women's Health Mag, the problem with National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And then the website, Think Before You Pink. And these kinds of efforts, it's always after the fact. Remember, I talked about the story specifically, what's her name? The woman in Delaware last year, last October. And this to me is the sort of one of the emblematic examples of this. Like I said yesterday, it was Denise Valley. So she, I think we even played the clip last week. You know, she's diagnosed with breast cancer. She obviously goes to where there's support. She gravitates to where there's support, only to come full circle eventually and realize, again, that the whole effort is basically predatory. It's preying on these poor people, which again, is sort of redundant. It was a predatory situation that caused cancer if they do in fact have it in most cases these days in America. And then the preying continues when these people go through the allopathic combine to, you know, in search of support and treatment and cure, obviously, and wellness, only to discover that, you know, nothing personal, it's just business in Otto Berman mafia fashion. And they are victimized to their grave, essentially. Stick around, I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour already. I feel like I have to apologize a little bit. We got lots of, you know, we're experimenting with some stuff, kind of putting some new stuff together. And at the same time, I got lots of stuff on my end that I'm looking at, trying to pay attention to two machines and three screens at the same time and different moving parts all over the place, so I apologize if I sound scattered. So anyway, we'll get to the phones here in a second. But before we do that, I'd like to actually play that clip, if we can, of Denise Valley and her own story. You know, diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, the title of the story again, I mentioned it last week, but from last October on over at the Delaware Online, for some with breast cancer, Pink October can't end soon enough. Why not? What's the problem? Well, here you go.
First diagnosed, I did all the walks. I was involved in Relay for Life, the cancer, breast cancer walks in Rehoboth and Ocean City. But since I became stage four, I realized that it's become so commercialized where the money doesn't go to research. It goes to mostly awareness. I think only 7% of all the money that's raised does go to research, which, and then a lot of people don't realize once you have cancer, even if you're stage one, stage two, it can come back. And awareness doesn't help the people that are diagnosed at stage one or the people that aren't at the age yet to get mammograms. So, and it's so commercialized. You go into a Walmart or anywhere, all the pink stuff, that money goes nowhere. Really, there is no support in Sussex County. There isn't. I found no support groups for stage four. I found a lot of support on Facebook groups where I've met women from all over the world, really. I mean, Australia, England, and they're all going through the same thing. And they know what you're going through. There's not a cure for stage four. Once you're stage four, you're considered terminal. You just have to stay ahead of the bus. And I think I've been doing that with the clinical trials. Since the standard chemo has failed me, so that's what I have left is clinical trials.
I mentioned an article yesterday. You know, so she talks about mammograms, for example. Never mind the fact that mammograms cause cancer. And what a racket, you know. You should come in every year or however often, you know, depending on, I mean, basically preying on a woman's sort of natural tendency to worry anyway. And what do you know? Lo and behold, you have cancer. Never mind the fact that being radiated constantly probably causes cancer. You know, and as far as the experimental drugs are concerned, that was what I was going to bring up from yesterday. I'll find that story in a second. The experimental drug story that I mentioned from yesterday. The devastating allure of medical miracles. Do I have that in yesterday's archive? I should. Yeah, it's down at the end. So if I mention something from yesterday's archive, it's not included in today's. It'll be in yesterday's already. It's already posted in yesterday's archive. Anyway, so the Wired Magazine story, the devastating allure of medical miracles, the Sheila Advento story. Again, this is just one of innumerable stories of this kind. And so you would think, the point here is you would think after the veil is lifted for Denise Valley and she realizes that to at least some extent, this is a racket. And it's not a new story. Again, the term pinkwashing has been used for years to try to alert folks to the sort of racketeering aspect of the pink ribbon movement and how, as Denise Valley points out, it really isn't about a cure. And again, that's echoed in Aaron Melissa Dyke's True Stream Media video. They actually admitted that there's no money in curing people, pointing to the Mexican scientific team who apparently cured HPV, because in 100% of their test cases, and it's a very small sort of cross-section, sure, but 100%. Where is the CNN coverage of that? Which echoes the findings of the Goldman Sachs report that Melissa Dykes referred to. So you would think that someone like Denise Valley would get wise to this, and maybe the mammograms aren't such a fantastic thing, because all you got to do is, again, you just do a simple search. Pick a search engine. Mammogram cause cancer. Something along those, anything. And suddenly you'll find dozens of articles and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars paid out to victims. And she's talking about, you know, the latest greatest drug, the latest greatest wonder drug, which is always, again, you know, yesterday's wonder drug is today's class action lawsuit, is tomorrow's rebranded wonder drug. Fast track through the FDA. And articles like the Wired Magazine article, The Devastating Allure of Medical Miracles, prove that. And it's not a new story. So this gets back to Rhonda's point yesterday. You know, yes, and my qualified answer, would it help if people share their firsthand testimonial stories? Yes, but only in a specific format, I believe. And unless this vicious cycle, the same old story changes, then we're going to keep, you know, it's going to be more of the same insanity. In other words, doing the same thing, expecting different results. The problem is, it's the same old story. And unless something changes, unless the vicious cycle of towing the propaganda line only to become the next victim or parent or guardian of a victim turned crusader, unless this pattern of errant behavior changes, you know, as Lark in Texas reminds us, that it's the behavior, it's the action that has to change. If this doesn't change, if we can't get out in front of that, if you can't change people's thinking to realize, gosh, you know, I can search and find innumerable articles that talk about vaccine fraud lawsuits, vaccine injury, millions and millions, billions of dollars paid out. But I can't find a single article anyway. I hear the propaganda that says, oh yeah, it's safe, it's you need to do this for your health. But I can't find any fact-based substantiation that says if I don't do this, you know, something bad might happen to me. Your body has a natural immune system. Build up natural immunity to things. That was actually the basis of using smallpox as a bioweapon, for example, on the Native American population. The European population had a natural immunity built up to what the blankets were infected with, and they gave the blankets to the Native American population as a bioweapon. That's a fact of history. So until we start getting our thinking reordered, properly ordered, and then take action accordingly, nothing's going to change. So returning briefly, and right after this we'll go to the phones, but briefly to the discussion of books versus the internet, which we've had recently on this broadcast, so to speak. I mean, it's really not the bifurcation fallacy I'm making it out to be. I'm trying to make a point here, though. So much of the internet is shifting sand. You know, again, the ironic paradox here is that the same companies, Google, IBM, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, et al., the technology companies who lead the discussion of and push for canonical resources, so to speak, i.e. the go-to place on the web for things, they're also leading the efforts to eradicate and expunge from history, really, arguably canonical resources and efforts which don't fall in line with the stratospheric ideological bent which governs these organizations. I mentioned yesterday the Ben Carson clip that you know, I had, I think, at least a half a dozen of the clips that people had made of the minute and a half or so that we played from the Neil Cavuto interview that Ben Carson did, where he was talking about Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and, you know, how she was a Nazi darling and it was a eugenics operation. Most of those clips disappeared. And so because of this, and because there are so many of these different websites, for example, that you can go to and find at least some information on, you know, vaccine injury and other things. There are obviously hosts on this network, for example, that focus very well and comprehensively on that subject matter. But because there is no canonical resource, so to speak, it's confusing. And because so much of the internet gets scrubbed in a variety of ways, it's, you know, it's like grasping at air. And so this gets back to Rhonda's question. Hopefully that makes sense. And to me, that's a problem that has to get fixed. There has to be some sort of canonical resource that you can point people to that's reliable and trustworthy. And anyway, we need to go to the phones. We already lost Melody. I hope we get you back. I apologize. Feel free to call back. To the phones, Jenna in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling because I listen to Tony Pantelaresco regularly on the Micro Effect Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. And there's a open line call-in, and there's a chat where Tony always posts a lot of links that people are sending him. Just yesterday, someone sent him a link of all of the hits that he has gotten globally. Over a million people have been looking at his site, Augment Enforce at 50web.com. Huge library of resource on remedies, minerals, and specifically the nanotoxicology that he has been fighting maybe for the past 7-8 years with his friend Brian 396. So I glean a lot of information from Tony, and just recently he has been talking about all of the mixed-up information out on the net in regards to carbon C60 as this supernatural healing. It does everything, miracle drug. And, you know, he's saying NASA has developed this, and people are dying and dropping like flies with all of the information I get. So I just want to put that word of warning out that some new super fantastic supplement really needs to get researched before you start taking things like that. And I also have a personal story to share. It kind of blends in with the younger generation. I have a 17-year-old, and through all of the methods in our city of Olympia, it's communitarian, basically, where the community stood up against me in regards to how I wanted to parent my son, taking him out of school, doing homesteading, and there was a separation for years, and he enlisted in the military down at Fort Pendleton in California, and intake, they got a series of vaccines, maybe the first, and by way of my parents, they're like, oh yeah, Zadi should be out of the hospital, and I'm like, what? I'm the last one to know because I'm the black sheep, but apparently I think he had a reaction to the vaccines. But he got walking pneumonia and had to be put on oxygen, and and then he reported to my sister, some nurse snuck him a phone, that 80% of all the recruits were all sick. And mm-hmm. I just, you know, I expected that because I opted mm-hmm. out. And in Washington State, oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Daniel Nedis talks about in his talk. I'm hearing myself. Do we have an echo there?
Probably. I think Brian. Okay.
So Daniel Nedis talks about how he, I think it's around the 8-minute mark or so into his talk. It's a 32-minute talk. Daniel Nedis, MD, A Doctor's Perspective. It's in yesterday's archive, probably be in today's. But he talks about how he, you know, they had a flu situation at the hospital he was working at, and so he got his shot only to get sick, basically deathly ill, and a bunch of other doctors did too. They started doing some research and found out he tried to get the we should just play the clip, but him talking about how he tried to get an alternative flu immunization that didn't have all of these preservatives. He tried to get a preservative-free immunization, trying to use the, you know, terminology that he used, and only to discover that the one that he got had formaldehyde in it. which was really what was making everybody sick. And so it's that kind of stuff. Not to mention the fact that, like, you're, you know, what you're talking about, the military obviously has really just kind of an unbroken history, particularly in the post-National Security Act of 1947 era of experimenting on GIs.
Yeah. I did bring that up with Tony. I'm like, the likelihood of him getting chipped through these vaccines or some sort of nano delivery method creating a super
and it's,
soldier.
It's been discussed publicly that vaccines are a great way to alter DNA and physiology and biology. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You know, I think, you know, they're speaking of honesty, you know, Al Whitney talks about the medical mafia, for example. She's not the only one. That's honest. But it's sort of, I think, you know, I think it I think it, you know, creates a mental barrier, a mental block for some people, or the block was put there through the social engineering of the propaganda. It's a sort of firewall. When you hear stuff like, "Oh my goodness, that's sensational," you know, that's crazy talk. People need to go out and do their own research. And like I said, it's just shocking how simple it is to do a search for MMR vaccine lawsuit, DTaP vaccine lawsuit, flu vaccine lawsuit, and you'll see millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars paid out, lawsuit after lawsuit. You know, GSK paying $9+ billion as a result of these kinds of things just since 2003. A company that can pay that much in fines and, you know, various slaps on the wrist and settlements, you know, is there a problem here? And the federal government is the biggest consumer of these products, and there are people frothing at the mouth. Oh my goodness, you know, if we could get that kind of a racket where we would have a government-sanctioned program and, you know, non-compete kind of a situation where we're making something, we'd be making money hand over fist. It's sick, but it's a reality, as Melissa Dykes points out in the video, the TrueStream Media video. They admitted there's no profit in curing people. It's, you know, the subject of the Goldman Sachs report is largely the basis of her point in that video. And there are people who really say that. You know, we need to make money, and so curing people isn't profitable, but if we could make this wonder drug. And again, it seems to be a sickness that feeds on itself, which gets back to Hayek's road to serfdom. It's not, you know, that someone shows up and they're just fiendish and diabolical. It's a progression in many cases. And Hayek told us that was supposed to be the big takeaway from World War II. That was the lesson, the moral of the story. And so what have we been, what ideological trough have we been feeding at in this society for, you know, the better part of a century now, at least? The same ideological trough that produced Nazi Germany, the worst parts of it. You know, Unit 731 in Japan and fun things like that. Apologize if this seems like a rant. It kind of feels like one, but it's important that we get our minds properly around the subject and respond accordingly. Stick around. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.